Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper. I wish I could tell you that I'm coming to you from Washington, D.C., but I'm not. I'm coming to you from guess where? If you're a regular listener to this show, you can probably guess. Orange County, California. I'm out here, of course, to participate in and report on and generally celebrate what is intended to be the No More Wars for Israel conference. I will sound a little bit out of sorts this evening, ladies and gentlemen, because I didn't really get much sleep last night, and although I slept on the plane coming today, I didn't get the kind of good, solid sleep that I both need and enjoy, and I might add, deserve. So if I'm a little slow on the uptake this evening, you'll forgive me, and since I'm not doing it from my comfortable little desk in my comfortable little office in my comfortable little home in Washington, you'll understand that I might not be as quick as I could be and going to the breaks, et cetera, et cetera. So bear with me. There are some interesting things to report regarding the No More Wars for Israel conference, and if my timing is anywhere near correct, we're going to be going to a break very shortly, and I'm going to talk to you about that. But I also received an unusual phone call. Well, I didn't actually receive it myself, but I received a message from my producer here at RBN regarding something that happened on the air last night that none of us were aware of. And this, of course, relates to my on-air, I don't know if you want to call it interview or exchange with a gentleman who called in and identified himself as Ted Hornet. And this gentleman who called in, saying he was from Ohio, he described himself as a supporter of, I'd introduced him as a supporter of Israel. When I thought I was introducing him, or I should say when I was introducing him, I introduced him as a Christian Zionist supporter of Israel. Well, in the course of that interview, I think we all learned that he really didn't sound too much like a Christian Zionist in a lot of ways. He used kind of language the kind of language I use all the time, but I don't use it on the air. And since I make no pretense of being anybody other than who I am, I'm not afraid to mention that I do occasionally use salty language, so that's neither here nor there. But needless to say, I was a little bit surprised to hear some of the language that this gentleman used. It didn't sound very Christian to me. And then, of course, when I brought up the subject of Armageddon and asked if he was praying for Armageddon, as most Christian Zionists tend to do, or so as I understand it, he indicated that he didn't exactly know what Armageddon was, other than, as he put it, a valley in Israel, and he indicated that he wasn't too much interested in religion. Well, this kind of threw me, ladies and gentlemen, because our caller Frank from the Israel Watch Project, and I can never get that name exactly correct. Frank had told us that this caller who was going to be calling in was a Christian Zionist. And Frank, who is quite a reliable source, had some dealings with this gentleman and indicated that he would be calling probably on Wednesday evening, and that was last night. Well, somebody did call last night, a guy by the name of Ted Hornet, the guy we heard on the air. But the big question is he the guy who was actually supposed to call the program? Now, the big mystery to that will be explained when we come back. And if Frank from Canada is out there listening, I hope Frank will call in. Maybe he can help fill in some of the mystery.
The The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Mike Piper for short. Not coming to you from Washington tonight, but from Orange County, California. And I think it's probably safe to say that our friends at the Defecation League, as some have been known to call the Anti-Defamation League of Inebriates, I think it's safe to say that the Anti-Defamation League knows precisely where I am. They probably even know exactly what room that I'm in and where I am, because they certainly know why I'm here, and they seem to have a pretty good idea as to what's going on. Doesn't surprise us all, folks, when, after all, we spoke with Mark Glenn a couple weeks ago here in this program, and he described a young Palestinian-American who's phone conversations for the past 6 years have been tapped and recorded and maintained in an archive by the Israeli intelligence service, the Mossad, which is indeed the foreign principal of the Anti-Defamation League. But having said all that, folks, I'll come back to what I was talking about before the break. We got a phone call here tonight, just about the time that I was calling into the program to let them know where I was. A gentleman by the name of Ted called in and said that he was, in fact, a Ted who was supposed to call in last night, not the gentleman Ted Hornet who called in last night. So, folks, I'm as mystified, I suppose, as you are, to the extent that we can be mystified about anything like this. You know, when someone calls in and identifies himself as the person who is supposed to be the one to call in, you just assume that they are. Well, now someone is calling in tonight and saying, no, no, he's the real Ted. He's the real one who is associated or who has been in a debate with Frank from the Israel Watch Project. And forgive me, Frank, if you're listening, I can never get the name of your website right, and I don't have a computer in front of me right now, but it's a good website. So if you're listening, Frank, call in. You're probably the only one who can solve the mystery. But in any case, I will, before I comment on the No More Wars for Israel project, I will comment on our discussion with Ted last night, whether it was the right Ted or the wrong Ted. We did have someone identifying himself as Ted. I was a little disappointed in Ted because I didn't find him to be the most effective advocate for the state of Israel. And, you know, I'll tell you something. Sometimes you feel like God has blessed you when you're given a debate opponent like that. And what I mean to say is, folks, you know, when you know that you're going to be up against somebody, fact versus fact, or presumably both of you armed with facts, certainly both sides armed with opinions, you honestly have to wonder if they're going to show you up. It's kind of like whenever I wrote the book Final Judgment, you know, and I kept wondering, oh my God, is somebody going to come out and undermine my thesis by coming up with some fact that I missed that contradicts everything I wrote? So you know, I kept waiting for someone to do it. I kept waiting for someone to actually refute my thesis. And, you know, this is what every time, you know, you're going to go into a debate, you're going to wonder, is this person going to be faster than I am? Is he going to be loaded with facts? Is he going to be armed with facts that, you know, that just make you feel like you're not up to the job? Well, frankly, last night, folks, I felt like I didn't even have to be armed with facts because my opponent, so to speak, was more armed with opinions and didn't even really seem to have any background about any major elements of the Middle East debate. He didn't even know who Jonathan Pollard was, and Jonathan Pollard was one of, as you know, as most listeners to this program know, as even a lot of Americans know, and that's saying a lot, Jonathan Pollard was one of the most destructive spies in American history, and he was being run by our so-called good friends, the Israelis. Well, Ted last night had never heard of Jonathan Pollard, and it kind of made me feel as though I was debating someone who really wasn't up to the debate, but I was interested in one thing, and this is something that Mark Glenn pointed out to me, that, you know, Ted, who we spoke to last night, Ted was all-American. Ted's attitudes and opinions, his knowledge level, really reflect so many Americans and really so many good Americans who they're the ones that we, you and I, the listeners, the Republic Broadcasting Network, and the readers of American Free Press, they're the people we're trying to reach. This guy, Ted, last night, I think probably is basically a patriotic American, if he was for real, if he wasn't some sort of agent provocateur, and I don't think that he was. I think he was a good American with some opinions, and those opinions probably shaped by Fox News, and, you know, the people on Fox News are... They're front men, they're shills, they're Judas goats for the secret Zionist Jewish powers, and not so secret, let's be honest about it, not so secret Zionist Jewish powers behind the scenes, and that's exactly what those powers behind the scenes are, ladies and gentlemen. You know, there are people like to call it corporate media. Well, those people that control that corporate media are Zionist Jews. They have names like Rothschild. They have names like Oppenheimer. They have names like Bronfman. And then there are front men who are also equally hardline Zionists like Rupert Murdoch, whose own ethnic antecedents can be debated and will be debated for a long, long time. Only Rupert Murdoch knows for sure. But in any case, the fact is that guy Ted thought and talked like a lot of Americans, a lot of down-to-earth Americans who are very, very opinionated and who think that those of us, all of us who are critics of the war, who are critics of the New World Order, they think that we're traitors. And that's the scary part of it. But so whether or not that was a real Ted, we're not going to know, folks, until we hear from Frank, who can really identify whether or not it was Ted. So in any case, I suspect we're probably due for a break very shortly here, although I'm not sure. I don't have my schedule with me, and it's so funny, folks, when you get into a pattern of being able to look at a piece of paper that tells you when you have a break coming up and have a fancy atomic clock that is set right to the network, you can... That's why I'm able to say, folks, we're going to a break here in a second or so. It's not because I'm psychic. It's because I got all this fancy props and backup to keep me going. So I'm letting you in on the the secrets of a network star, so to speak. But and I'm kidding. I don't perceive myself as that. But in any case, you know, it's not as easy as it looks if you, or as it sounds maybe sometimes, if you don't have your props to keep you up there. So as I'm doing this program tonight without my props, you'll have to forgive me for maybe rambling at points. But in any case, and I don't have my computer in front of me to let me know other things like off-air messages, the lineup of the callers, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm kind of working at a handicap here, but I did want to do this show live tonight so that I could report to you about what's happening here in Southern California, which, of course, had a little bit of a distraction there discussing the enigma of Ted, the Ted enigma, and hopefully we'll get an answer to that sooner or later. In any case, what is happening in Southern California? We do have very strong evidence to suggest that the Anti-Defamation League and other criminal elements, part of the Zionist network, the traitorous anti-American network that's responsible for the slaughter of all these good Americans in Iraq, and almost certainly responsible, I should say, certainly responsible for the 9/11 terrorist tragedy, and certainly responsible for the murder of the men on the USS Liberty, and certainly responsible for the assassination of John F. Kennedy. These criminal Zionist Jewish traitors who run these organizations like B'nai B'rith, they are attempting to stop this conference scheduled for this weekend. They have pulled out the stops, ladies and gentlemen. We don't know exactly what's going on, but we know they've pinpointed us, and they are working relentlessly to stop this conference. And that brings up a very important point, ladies and gentlemen, because you know what? This is still America, despite the fact that this country has been so thoroughly and totally corrupted politically. This is still America. This is the country. This is the country, ladies and gentlemen, that threw off the British crown, the Rothschild-controlled British crown, back in 1776. This is the America that threw off the British after they burned our White House and our Capitol in 1814. Talk more about that when we come back.
Thank you. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. The plot thickens. And we'll go. Fortunately, we've got a call from Frank from Canada, and I'm going to bring him up from in a minute. Before we went to the break, though, I was talking about the apparent efforts by the Zionist Jewish groups to disrupt this conference, this rainbow conference in which people of all ethnic persuasions are represented. In fact, I understand there's some people who are mad that that this isn't just a quote-unquote white racist conference. I mean, there are people who are mad about the fact that Mark Glenn has been organizing it, and Mark Glenn happens to be half Arabic descent. I even read somewhere on the internet that these Muslims, as someone described Mark Glenn, these Muslims hate America and hate white people. Well, Mark Glenn happens to be a Christian. You know, this just goes to show you can't satisfy all of the people all the time. But needless to say, the fact is that the Zionist Jews are working to disrupt this conference, and some top-notch legal brains are kind of coming into the situation to keep an eye on things, and we may be calling on the listeners of this network to help out to strike back. But that's what I was talking about, striking back, ladies and gentlemen, because you know what? As I said, this is still America, despite the fact that the Zionist Jewish organizations have their hooks into our so-called leaders. They've got their own hands on the levers of power. They are dictating policy. They've got this horrible little puppet punk, George W. Bush in the White House and this well-paid monster Dick Cheney sitting behind him ready to step in case they decide to throw Bush overboard. And the point is this, ladies and gentlemen, that it is still America, and this is a country that dared to take on the British crown not once, but twice, even after they burned our White House in 1814. So we may need another revolution in this country, ladies and gentlemen. We may need another one. Now, the big question tonight on this program for the time being is, what's the deal with Ted? Who's who? This seems like the old TV show To Tell the Truth. I think that's what it was, where you tried to figure out who was the real Ted. Well, there's only one person, as far as I'm concerned, who can answer that, and that's our friend Frank from Canada. Frank, I heard you answered my call for help.
Sir, I am here.
Thank you, Frank. I'll ask the direct question. Was the Ted that called last night the Ted that you had wanted to hear?
Well, here's the thing. I heard the show.
Okay.
And I actually called in to hear the show.
Okay.
So I was hearing Ted, and after the show, I went home, and I went to the message forum that the Ted I know and I frequent.
Okay.
I actually posted a link to the show and congratulated him for having the guts to show up.
Okay.
The Ted I know responded to me and said that was not him. That it was an imposter. Now, here's the thing. Now, I did some investigating,
okay,
and I found out several things. But Ted that called yesterday is from Ohio.
Right. He did mention that on the show.
Yeah. Now, I went into the Google cache of the Ted I know, and I looked up his profile on the message forum.
Mm-hmm.
Originally, his location is listed as Ohio.
Okay.
And it's specifically Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
Second, on the forum, he made reference to the Soviets supporting Syria. Now, he said it in a manner that would lead one to believe he's talking in the present tense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes, yesterday on the show, he made reference to the Soviet bloc.
Right, okay.
Backing Syria. Again, in the present tense.
Yes, mm-hmm.
And the swear words were very similar, he uses.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He also, and when I talked to him about the Lavon affair, he also made the argument on the forum that this was also done decades ago.
Okay.
Just as Ted yesterday did on the show. So my personal opinion is that this is the same individual. Now, I told your operator when I called to treat the Ted of yesterday as an imposter, simply because the second Ted that called gave him a code word that I sent to Ted via PM. Now, this isn't perfect. I mean, it's very possible that he could have shared the word with somebody else, and now he had a friend call.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have the illusion of two Teds. So I told the operator, let's treat the Ted from yesterday as an imposter, and we can treat the new Ted as the real deal.
Okay.
Now, personally, Michael, I believe that they're the same person. The evidence, it's circumstantial. But I'm a fairly good investigator, and anyone who goes to the Israel Watch Research Project can see that I'm pretty good at getting my information.
Hey, now, listen, yeah, I want, before we go any further, it's the Israel Watch Research Project.
Blogspot.com.
Right, Israel Watch Research Project.
Blogspot.com.
Yeah, you know, I've said time and again, you have such a great website, but I can never remember the name of it.
Well,
and I keep trying to find an acronym in my own mind that can remind me what it is, that it's the Israel Watch Research Project.blogspot.com. I even, during the break here, Frank, I was actually scribbling down various versions of that, trying to get it straight in my own mind, but now I have it. Israel Watch Research Project. blogspot.com. Okay,
yeah.
Frank, hang on for the break, if you would, please. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a mystery wrapped inside an enigma, blah, blah, blah. Whatever it is, we got an enigma, a riddle, a something or another here, folks. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here in the midst of a mystery. Plus, folks, this ongoing controversy, as I mentioned, surrounding the effort to scuttle the No More Wars for Israel conference. I have two lines, apparently, in this room where I'm staying, and I got a message during the break from an elderly patriot who is planning to attend this conference. Now he's not sure he's going to attend. This is a wonderful, wonderful patriot. And because of the intrigues of the Anti-Defamation League, this old gentleman's very, very disturbed, and rightfully so. And this, again, it just says in my mind, we do need massive retaliation against the Zionists. We need massive retaliation for what they did to the USS Liberty. We need massive retaliation for the terrorist attacks in the Levant affair. We need massive retaliation for what they did on 9/11. We need massive retaliation to make up for all the American men and women who've been murdered and maimed in Iraq. We need massive retaliation, ladies and gentlemen. The big question is when and how are we going to engage in our massive retaliation? But you know, the more they push, the angrier American patriots get. And you know, as the late Paquita de Shishmaref once said, and a lot of you know who Paquita de Shishmaref is by her pen name, L. Fry. She was the author of Waters Flowing Eastward. the book that basically confirms the history of the protocols. Paquita de Shishmaref, an American woman married to a Russian czarist officer, said that Jews have no sense of timing and no sense of proportion. And that's why they always get themselves in trouble. Well, you know, they always do step too far. They push too hard. They try to silence their critics like they're trying to do here in Orange County. There will be massive retaliation, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how it's going to come. I don't know if it's going to come from the American military. I don't know if our military people are going to stand up and say enough is enough. I don't know if there's going to be angry crowds roaring down the streets, knocking in the doors of ABC and CBS and NBC, going in there and stringing up these Zionist media bosses. I don't know how it's going to happen, folks, but I'm telling you, if they keep on pushing and if they don't start acting like human beings and abandon their filthy holy book, the Talmud, there is going to be a massive retaliation because, you know, enough is enough, as they would say, never again. Well, all of that having been said, with a very patient Frank waiting here on the line. Frank, forgive me for interrupting our...
Hey, this is important stuff. That conference
is important. Forgive me for interrupting our discussion. Well, needless to say, Frank, I guess, you know, I'll tell you something. After I talked to my producer off the air, who told me that that there was a second person claiming to be the real Ted, who was supposed to be the one.
May I interrupt you for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
I just talked to your producer for a split second, and he said that the Ted from yesterday called, and he did not know the code name I gave to the second Ted.
Okay, well, then that would indicate then that the Ted who called yesterday and who I spoke to for an entire hour is not the Ted that...
But you know what, Michael? It was still a good thing because you just proved to Daryl Bradford Smith you are not a Zionist. If that show yesterday did not prove that you are on our side, then short of burning a yarmulke in the middle of Washington, it's going to prove it. I mean,
I think it was Mark Glenn actually said it because we talked off the air. Frankly, what Mark said was that if I wanted to make myself look, I'm paraphrasing him, that if I had wanted to make myself look good, I would have paid Ted to go on the air and say the things that he said.
Oh, tell me. Absolutely. Well, you know what? You know, I mean, to be honest with you, yesterday I would describe it as an intellectual beating. You were having a battle of the wits with an unarmed man. That's the best way to describe it. I mean, it amazes me how stupid these people are. One thing they ignore, and they were talking about the Lavon affair and all that 40 years ago, something people might not know is that in 2005, according to Ynet News, the Israeli government gave certificates of appreciation to the remaining Lavon terrorists and celebrated them as heroes. Now, if that's, and he talked about Israel can, what do you say, Mike, if they could propel their force in the region, which makes them a good ally?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's a good thing in his point of view,
How many troops has Israel contributed to the Iraq campaign and the Afghanistan campaign, and why did the U.S. beg Israel not to get involved in 1991 when Saddam was firing Scuds? I mean, it doesn't look like they want Israel to propel force.
You know, that's very interesting, and I'm glad you bring that up. That it's such a profound point, and that underscores the whole fallacy behind the approach that this guy was taking, because he's saying that Israel is there doing all these good things for the United States because we want them to, and that's why we armed them. But as you have so correctly pointed out, and I thank you for doing it, and I wish I had thought of that myself last night, but the fact is, as you say, the United States has actually attempted to restrain Israel
in certain
instances from taking action. So obviously that is a complete contradiction of this theory put forth by this person calling in last night. So yeah, you know, this, but you know, as I say, I think I I really think that his point of view, though, represents the thinking of so many people. And let me tell you why, because I remember before the before the Iraq War,
yeah,
there was a certain line being promulgated and promoted and propagated in the mass media, particularly among the neoconservatives. And I never completely understood what their point was, but they kept saying no democracy has ever declared war on another democracy. And it was like I kept trying to put that in, and, you know, they kept saying this, and I happened to be down by the White House one day minding my own business. I was actually out buying a box of cigars, and I made the mistake of turning down the wrong street and got caught up in an anti-war protest. Well, since I was there, I figured I might as well engage some of the pro-war protesters who were out there. And this guy suddenly started telling me that no democracy had ever declared war on another democracy. And I'm like saying, what in the hell does this mean? Where does this fit in the bigger context? But then I realized that this guy was only parroting the propaganda that he heard, you know, in the mass media, like on Fox News. And because that was something that kind of rolled trippingly off his tongue, that was the one thing that he could say that sounded profound.
Well, you know, Mike, in a way, he may, you know, to a degree, he may have a point, because when Israel attacked you guys, they never actually declared war. You see? But technically, he's not exactly wrong at that point. But I would like someone to explain to me how Israel is a democracy when a Gentile member of the Knesset can actually be expelled from parliament should they happen to even challenge the Jewishness and the Jewish supremacist nature of the state.
Exactly.
Simply challenging it can get you thrown out. And in Israel, again, this is like SS, Nazi-like racial purity laws, where a Jew cannot marry a Gentile by law, and a member of the elite priest class, the Kohanim, cannot even marry someone, an actual Jew, who has even one Gentile parent in order to maintain their unique genetic lineage.
You know, this is interesting you bring this up, because, you know, the other day I was reading some propaganda from one of these pro-Israel fanatics, a non-Jewish pro-Israel fanatic, I might
add.
One of those. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. One of those. But in any case, and this person made the point, showing how wonderful Israel was, this person said that, isn't it wonderful that an Israeli Arab could be elected president of Israel? Which, of course, is true, but as you point out, if that Israeli Arab somehow, and it would never happen, somehow got elected president of Israel, that person could not challenge the basic foundations of Israel, which indeed are, as you say, completely and totally, quote-unquote, racist and certainly supremacist
now,
in every sense of those words.
Now, if you want an analogy, Michael, that I can give you, and it's one I usually stump these Zionists with, who like to say, well, Israel is not a racist state because there's Arabs in the Knesset. Now, if we go back to apartheid South Africa, the government division, like known as the House of Representatives, it was an 85-seat house that was reserved for coloreds. It was strictly reserved for them. They were a part of the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
Who is now going to tell me that that wasn't an apartheid state because of that? I mean, let's really look at the logic here.
Yeah, no, exactly. You just put your finger on the operative word there, the logic, exactly.
Yeah.
And the facts, for that matter, because, you know, you can take a basic fact situation. But see, this is what consistently I have found over the years, and it's been a lot of years now, that the supporters of Israel and the people in the United States who demand that the United States do Israel's bidding.
Oh, you're darn right.
They are so consistently inconsistent. They are so consistently determined to apply double standards. And they just flat out lie so much, lie directly and lie by omission, that you have to question anything that they say.
Mike, I was wondering if I could just give a short address to that patriot that's considering not going to the conference because of the ADL.
Please, yeah.
I live in a country, sir. I'm from Canada, and I live in a country where we have absolutely fascistic hate crime legislation.
Mm-hmm.
By my very blog, the fact that I've linked to the Barnes Review, the American Free Press, and news sources like that, I'm actually risking a complaint under the Canadian Human Rights Commission, which could result in anywhere from a $10,000 fine to a permanent cease and desist order on expressing my political views.
Mm-hmm.
B'nai B'rith Canada, which is a Canadian cousin of the ADL,
yeah. mm-hmm.
actually filed a complaint against a group called a left-wing peacenik group. I view them as peaceniks, called Peace, Earth, and Justice, because they criticized Israel. So this can be done. Now, sir, if I'm willing to risk prison and I'm willing to risk fines to continue to speak my views, I do so because I know that our enemies, my enemies, want to shut me up.
Mm-hmm.
That's entirely why they do it. These hate crime laws exist not to protect minorities, but to shut up those who dare to criticize supremacist segments of their groups. Now, if sir, I have to say, if you do not go, especially when you're in a country where you do have free speech and you do not have to worry about the level of persecution we have to face up here in Canada, you will allow the ADL to win. Do not, please, do not give them a single victory. If they can keep one person from that conference, they will think of that as a victory. Please, sir, do not give them that victory.
You know, I tell you, in this particular case, this gentleman is concerned about having a particular, not so much concerned about the not from a fear angle, but he's like just afraid of losing an airline ticket. But you see, that's again, this is the kind of tactics.
Yeah.
That they use. They have used economic boycott in one form or another over the years, time and again.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Threatening people. And now this particular gentleman's a gutsy old guy, and he's been visited by the FBI because he dared to be friendly to Palestinians.
Oh, you know what?
This is not a scaredy cat by any means. He just doesn't want to lose an airline ticket, you know.
Oh, no, and I understand that. And in my country, believe it or not, now you've heard of Vernon Sundell.
Listen, I tell you what, we have Mark Glenn on the other line here.
Great.
Frank. If we could, step aside for a moment, let Mark
it.
Come up. Yeah, let's
Got
see
it.
What's going on here. Mark.
Cole.
Mark.
Welcome to the United States of America.
Mark, I haven't been in touch with our contact here in California for about an hour and a half. Maybe you can give me an update. I guess you may be in California, too, but you're not quite where I am, so maybe you can fill me in on what's going on right now.
Mike, what it boils down to is this. We are going to get together, and we are going to have a conference, and we are going to do exactly what we said we are going to do. And whether it has to be at the location we originally planned that it was going to be, or whether we have to do it in the middle of the park.
That's right.
We are going to do it. We are not going to let these people decide when we can and cannot exercise our right to freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, or anything else.
My understanding is that there's a busload of black nationalists getting ready to board and come visiting here.
Good. The more the merrier.
Yeah, the more the merrier. Yeah, because, you know, Dr. Robert Brock is scheduled to speak here, and he was originally based in California. He is very well known in Compton, and the word Compton sends shivers down the spines of many people in California. And I'll tell you what, it'll be very interesting to see a busload or two of Robert's friends picketing the conference location and then having the people who own the conference location have to explain why they're denying Dr. Robert Brock, among many, many, many others, freedom of expression.
Well, not to mention, Michael, we also have Hispanics that are supposed to speak, and we have Muslims who are supposed to speak. So I don't think that it would be out of the question if, as you described it, this rainbow coalition, that we had a busload of Muslims and a busload of of a Hispanic, and anybody else who feels like protesting in defense of the right of free speech and freedom of assembly, you know, we may, after all, get that international media attention that we were talking about having.
For a completely different reason.
For a completely different reason. That's
yeah,
exactly
well,
right.
I tell you, you know, this makes me all the more determined. The next time we find out where the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith or AIPAC are going to be holding one of their conferences, we are going to have to mobilize everybody to hit those hotels hard with telephone calls, with pickets, and just really, really scare the bejesus, so to speak, out of these people who don't like Jesus.
That's right.
All right. Well, you know what? I hear that break coming up here, guys. Why don't you stay on, Mark, and you stay on there, Frank.
Yes, sir.
All right. We are going to a break. God knows what's going to happen during the break. I hope my second line doesn't ring here. It might be the Jewish Defense League coming in.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All our times have come. Here, but now they've
gone. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't fear the reaper, because the reaper represents the devil, and we're on the side of God, and we're going to beat the hell out of the reaper before it's all over. Incidentally, folks, we have one of the Teds hanging on the line here, but I'm not going to bring him up tonight. In fact, I'd be glad to talk to either of the Teds any other time, but preferably in a week or so. But so we'll even though the real Ted may not have been the Ted that we wanted to talk to last night, we had an entertaining time with Ted. He apparently, the guy who called in last night says he's not a Christian Zionist. He says he's a Muslim Zionist. Well, I don't know what that means. Anyway, we have Frank from Canada with IsraelWatchResearchProject.blogspot.com and Mark Glenn from CrescentAndCross.com. Gentlemen, I'd like to send out a message to the organized Jewish community of Orange County. Back off. Back off. Because we're going to have a lot of good patriots from all around the United States here in Orange County, and we may just decide to go pick at a synagogue.
Or how about this, Mike? Why don't we ask them just to utilize the law of return?
That's right. That's right. If you don't like our freedom of speech here in America, then get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of the United States. Go to your country in Israel and face the consequences of occupying stolen land, because you've seen the consequences of occupying stolen land. But get off our backs. We want this Zionist, this rabid Zionist monkey off our banks. Off our backs, and we're here in Orange County.
I'd like them off the banks, too.
And off the banks, off the West Bank, off the East Bank, off the Gaza Strip. Yeah, that's right. They don't belong there. We'll send them to Madagascar. We'll send them to Uganda. We'll send them to Birobidzhan. But, this is American soil. We have a First Amendment here. We don't permit any kind of terrorism. Americans have been told they're against terrorism. Whether it's terrorism by violence or whether it's intellectual terrorism, whether it's boycott, whether it's pressure, whether it's smear, well, you know what? If they manage to somehow force us out of our conference location, we can go have our conference without interfering with the religious services. We can have our conference right out in front of a temple here in Orange County, California. Just as long as we don't interfere with the access to the temple, we can have people standing out front with bullhorns and talking everything we need to say. So I'm going to get my yellow pages out, and I'm going to look up the nearest temple.
Mike, I love it when you get angry.
Yeah, I do too, because the thing is, I'm just saying what needs to be said, unfortunately. You know, I'm looking. I have the yellow pages in my hand right now. You know, I'm just asking the Jewish community in Orange County. They gave me trouble some years ago. They didn't want me to speak at a college out here. And here I am again, and they're trying to do the same thing to a couple hundred people. It ain't going to happen again.
Never again.
Never again. Frank, thanks for your call. Mark, we'll see what happens, but I got to go get my picket sign ready. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper reporting to you from occupied Orange County, California. Have a good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Should be interesting.